Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala as-salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. Qad qamat as-salah, qad qamat as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Safed Rusma Lije, can you straighten the rows? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. إن شاء الله باقي دعاء کے بعد درس حدیث ہوگی. إن شاء الله after the remaining دعاء درس حدیث we take place. Brothers are quick to stay behind and participate, inshallah, be very beneficial. inshallah. Come closer. It will be very beneficial, inshallah. The dars will be in the English language, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد باب فضل قيام الليل قال الله تعالى ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى ان يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا وقال الله جل وعلا تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع صدق الله العظيم وروي عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقوم من الليل حتى تتفطر قدمه فقلت له لما تصنع هذا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد غفر لك تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر قال أفلا أكون عبدا شكورا متفق عليه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما رياض الصالحين wherein Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh has mentioned this chapter of qiyamul layl babu fadli qiyamul layl. This chapter is about the virtues of standing in tahajjud salah. Tahajjud ki namaz ki fazilat. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh has commenced this chapter with a verse of the Quran. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّتْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that during the portion of the night فَتَهَجَّتْ بِهِ stand in tahajjud prayer because this tahajjud prayer will be نَافِلَةً لَكْ will be extra reward for you. Asa an yab'athaka rabbuka maqaman mahmuda. Due to all this, inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow to you with maqam mahmud. Before we understand this ayah, this is the practice of Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi that he brings some ayat of the Quran, some verses of the Quran, which collaborates, which explain this chapter. And then he brings the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Regarding tahajjud prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil kumil layla illa qalila, nisfahu awinkus minhu qalila. Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, referring to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that O Prophet of Allah, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, the one who wrapped himself, the one who covered himself. So these will be on the occasion of when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. The very first time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam was in the cave of Hira, wherein Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam revealed the ayah, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. And thereafter there was a gap of fatrat, a very long period wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal any ayah upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, and out of haybat, out of fear, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to his house and he covered himself with a cloth. Or it could be, according to a narration, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's enemy, the Quraysh of Makkah, they get together on a place and they had this plan that what name shall we give to Nabi sallallahu to Muhammad, na'udhu billah. Shall we call Sahil magician? Shall we call him Majnoon, insane, na'udhu billah? So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard all these things, so that got to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt sad. And out of this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to his house and he covered himself up. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this message to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuhal muzammil, O Prophet of Allah, O the one who covered himself, Kumil layla illa qalila, that you should stand up in tahajjud prayer. Kumil layla is stand during the night. Illa qalila, but some portion of the night. When this ayah was revealed, at this very precise time, the very five salah that we pray on a daily basis was not compulsory among the ummah. It was not part of Islam. So tahajjud prayer was made compulsory upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu jumain. And the time, not only tahajjud was compulsory, however, to stand for a long time during the night, it was also compulsory. More than the half of the night. It comes in a hadith, inshallah. After this, there will be a hadith that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, she explained that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's feet was swollen out of standing for long period for tahajjud salah. It comes in a narration that after 9 or 10 months, Nabi sallallahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed another ayah of the Quran wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a relief on this injunction that you have to pray tahajjud salah, but not for a very long period, not for a very long time. Now tahajjud means to leave the resting time aside. Sone ko chhodna, the night time, which is the time where a person rests. So to leave this side, to leave the resting time aside is called tahajjud. And this tahajjud, the timing of tahajjud starts once a person has performed Isha Salah. Once a person has performed Isha Salah till the time of Fajr Salah. This is the whole time of tahajjud Salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah has said, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ. In the previous ayah, where Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was feared by saying Nabi Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, and when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt sad with the comments of the mushrikeen of Makkah, so the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to stand in prayer. Stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This gives us a very great lesson that the enemy of Islam will attack Islam no matter what. And what we see nowadays, what Islam has to go through and what the Muslim has to go through, is not something new. This is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to go through all these difficulties, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us a lesson that you being the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will experience the same thing again. So you make sure that you practice the same amal, the same practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is to perform tahajjud salah. That is to perform tahajjud salah. And in tahajjud salah, why would you stand for tahajjud salah? How this can be the response of they attacked is very easy. When a person stands in tahajjud prayer, when a person stands in salah, he's talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a way of giving himself a comfort, a relief. And very beautifully, a nukta has been mentioned, a point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say, Ya Muhammad. Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not call by his name. But something related to that incident, something related to that incident, for example, once Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had some argument with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's daughter, with Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu's wife, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. As a result, he came from his house and came to the masjid, and he was sleeping on the masjid. Those times, masjid, where there was no carpet, so there was soil. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know that there was some kind of dispute between husband and wife. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the masjid and saw that on the body of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu there was some soil. So out of love, to make the person feel comfortable, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qum ya Aba Turab, stand up, O father of the soil. Likewise, it comes Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he was sleeping in the masjid and there was a cat sleeping around him. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say by his name. This is his nickname. Abu Hurairah is the nickname of the Sahabi. So you can understand the grief that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to go through, due to which Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a nickname to make Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feel comfort, to give a relief to the concern that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. So if we know someone in our family that by we call him with a nice name, sometimes we call our own children with a nice name. This is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Ya Yuhal Muzammil, instead of saying Ya Muhammad. Further, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi had brought the first ayah of the Quran. In this chapter, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكُ, that O Prophet of Allah, stand for tahajjud prayer during some portion of the night. Remember, at the very beginning time where tahajjud was made compulsory, the time was made compulsory as well, that a long period of the time should be spent in tahajjud salah. And this injunction was made easy for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now, the best time to perform tahajjud salah is that a person wakes up during the latter part of the night, the third part of the night. Although, tahajjud starts after the Isha salah. After the Isha salah, the tahajjud time starts, but the best and the masnoon time is the person rests for a while, and then he wakes up at the latter part of the night. This is the best time of performing tahajjud, and this is also sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nafilatul lak, performing salah is nafila, is an extra reward for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no need for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform extra prayers. He was ma'soom, he was forgiven by all his sins. So for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this will be nafila. Nafila means something extra. And for these, for us, for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the tahajjud prayer will be make up for our mistakes done in our compulsory amal. For example, we perform farad salah. Somehow, somewhere in our farad salah, we may have made some mistakes. Or we may have done other things which was compulsory upon us, and we were not able to fulfill with that amal of compulsory actions. So to make up with those mistakes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La perform tahajjud salah, this will be extra make up for your mistakes which you have done in your previous amal, and you won't be taken account on the day of Qiyamah. Asa an yab'athaka rabbuka maqaman mahmuda. Asa, maybe. It means maybe. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it comes with the meaning that most definitely. Asa in the Arabic language means maybe. I will give you this. Do this. Maybe I will give you this. But when Asaq comes with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it comes in the position of that most definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant this. And it has been mentioned that if a person wants to gain the Maqam-e Mahmood, Maqam-e Mahmood is the place on the day of Qiyamah where a person will intercede for his family members. And the highest place of Maqam-e Mahmood was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Shafa'at-e Kubra. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for his ummati. When the whole ummah, the whole mankind, they won't be able to bear with the difficulties of the day of judgment, let alone the account of the day of judgment. Let that things alone. It comes in a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to say to someone that give me your account, faqad halak, the person will be destroyed. The person will most definitely be going to Jahannam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to ask someone about his action in the world, there's no one who will be able to save that person from the accounting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that reason, we should ask this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allahumma, hasibna hisaban yasira. There are two types of accounting. One is hisab yasir, the easy accounting, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, what you have done in the world, okay, I'm letting you go. So that person will be given Jannah. وَمَن نُكِشَ فَقَدْ هَلَكَ. And there is another accounting which is called hisab munakasha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask about all the details, small details. And the person who has come to ask these things, he has been given Jahannam. So let alone taking the account of the day of judgment, people won't be able to bear with the heaviness of the day of judgment. So they will go around to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and they will ask to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to say to Allah, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask the hisab, to start the accounting. Because we cannot bear with the waiting time now. The sun will be very close to the believers. People will be drowned in their own sweats. So they will go to first Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam says, I won't be able to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So go to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He is Khalilullah. He was given the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be sent to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says, no, I can't do this. He will send, okay, go to another prophet. Go to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He is Kalimullah. He spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they will go to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they will refer to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said, he is Ruhullah. He is Ruhullah. When they will come to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Isa alayhi salam says, today, to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not possible for no one but Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam says that I will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will fold myself into prostration, and I will do the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those words which I am aware of. I'm not sure what kind of word I will use at that time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach me at that precise time how to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can understand how the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time. That is called Maqam-e Mahmood. So if a person wants to gain the Maqam-e Mahmood, so the easy way is by performing the Hajj Salah. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَحَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامَ مَحْمُودًا. My brothers, a very important point that we should keep in mind is that how is my connection with my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The time when all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam will give up and they will say, nafsi, nafsi. At this precise time, I cannot worry for no one else but myself. The same, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not say, nafsi, nafsi. He will say, ummati, ummati. He will be worrying for myself and yourself. He will go around the Medan and Mahshar to look for ways for us to go into Jannah. The same Nabi says that Jannah is forbidden for the previous Ummah until my Ummah does not go into Jannah first. The question we should ask ourselves, that how much love do I have for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How much love in the sense that how much sunnah do I have go in my life which shows the love to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Further, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought the first hadith narrated by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She says that kana an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, yakumu min al-layl, he would stand during the portion of the night, hatta tatafattara qadamahu, till the point the length of the tahajjud of salah of Rasulullah sallam would be so much that the feet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa would be swollen. And that is the sign that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand still in salatul tahajjud, focus that he's standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in Surah Al-Muzammil, in the same verse where the command of the injunction of the Hajj was given, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ tartila. When you recite Quran, you read with tartil, slowly. A mas'ala, a very important mas'ala I would like to highlight over here is that in Salah, we should recite the Quran. What does that mean? That most of the people you will see that they imagine and they think the verses of the Quran. So for this reason, the lips, you will see the lips, they don't move the lips. They say Allahu Akbar, and they imagine, they think the verses of the Quran. And this is not called reading the Quran. If the person does this, so his recitation, his qira'at has not been done. As a result, he needs to repeat his salah again. So you need to recite the Quran and slowly. You have to recite the Quran and slowly. And you have to recite so much so that you can hear your own sound. So this is a very important masala that you should keep in mind. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقوم من الليل حتى تتفطر قدمه. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's feet would be swollen. فَقُلْتُ لَهُ عَيْشَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَلَىٰ عَنْهَا asked this question to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِمَ تَصْنَعُ هَذَا, why will you do these kind of things? There was always a necessity for you to stand for this long in tahajjud prayer. عَيْشَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَلَىٰ had this concern seeing the status of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's health. Then يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهُ O Prophet of Allah, وَقُدْ غُفِرَ لَكَ تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not forgive your previous and the after sins? If this is so, so why are you standing? Why are you putting yourself in difficulties? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shall I not become a grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Shall I not become a grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I am not standing in salah, in tahajjud prayer, because I want to be my sins to be forgiven. I want to become grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have got two connections with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the connection with azmat, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is our creator. So that is the azmat, the greatness that a person has to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is another connection of love, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not only create me, He grant me iman, He grant me children, He grant me the ability to recite the Quran, He has grant me so many blessings. So out of love, I'm standing in front in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just one way traffic. Which we had just that relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of fear. That I need to perform salah. If not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish me on the day of Qiyamah. I need to fast during Ramadan only. After Ramadan, I won't be fasting because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't take account of those fastings. I will only give zakat, let alone giving lillah. So our connection to Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is out of fear. Whereas our relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be out of love as well. thinking about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. What we have done in our life that we deserve all these things. What we have done in our life that we deserve to sit in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to understand it of hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I have done in my life that I deserve to see in front of this kitab and explain the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is nothing but the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is nothing but the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the other hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he's a narrator. He says that once, أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam تَرَكَهُ وَفَاطِمَةً لَيْلًا فَقَالَ أَلَا تُسَلِّيَا. If there was a father, and if there was a father-in-law, so they should be like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the father-in-law of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu got married with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's daughter Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says anna Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tarakahu. Taraka was-samai wa-tariq. Tariq means the one who knocks during the night. Ratko kitane wala. Tarakahu. Then anna Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tarakahu. It was the night time and I was prepared to go into the bed. And I heard someone knocking my door. وَفَاطِمَةَ لَيْلًا فَقَالَ أَلَا تُصَلِّيَا. When we opened the door, we saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw us that we were about to fall asleep. We were going to sleep. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَلَا تُصَلِّيَا. Would you not perform the tahajjud salah? Would you not perform the tahajjud salah? We understand. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that night is for a person to have rest. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the nights. The night is not made for us to hang around the streets. The nights are not made for us to remain for hours and hours on social media. The nights are not made for us to spend in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a body. And this is compulsory for us that we fulfill with the rights of our body. So the night is being made for a person so he can rest during the night. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood that my daughter and my son-in-law, they need to rest. But for them, rather than resting, they can do something which is more beneficial for them in this world as well as in the hereafter. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam posed this question. Ala tusalliya, would you not perform tahajjud salah? And the answer was clear. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask you that, would you not perform tahajjud salah? We can imagine that. Subhanallah. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, how the extreme love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say something, and for us to understand that they wouldn't have done that is beyond our imaginations. It comes about Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Nawawi has mentioned this hadith over here as well, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised the son of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah ibn Umar, that Abdullah is a great person, if only he was to praise the Hajjus Salah. Abdullah is a great man, if only he was to pray, perform and understand in tahajjud prayer. The Ravi, the narrator says, after this, I have never ever seen Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu but in salatu tahajjud. After this, the remaining time of his life, there was not a night wherein Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Umar did not perform tahajjud salah. This was the extreme love for the Sahaba that had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will conclude on this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the narrator is Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, قال Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rahimallahu rajulan qama min al-layl. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy upon that person who stand during Tahajjud Salah. So this is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person who performed Tahajjud Salah, he will get the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَصَلَّ وَأَيْقَضَ إِمْرَاتَهُ. He performed his Salah. At the same time, he wakes his wife up for Tahajjud Salah as well. He encouraged his wife for Tahajjud Salah. So he wakes his wife up for Tahajjud Salah. فَإِنْ أَبَدْ. If she denies, if she is no, نَجَذَ فِي وَجْهِهَا الْمَاءِ. He sprinkles water on her face. If a person performs Tahajjud Salah, and then he encourages his wife to perform Salah, and you know, when a person is in a deep sleep, he or she say, "Oh, I'm very tired." But the person, he sprinkles water on her face. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rahim Allah Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy upon this person. Likewise, I can see many brothers smiling over here because they're going to go home and they will wake up their wives for Tahajjud Salah. But it's vice versa as well. Rahim Allah Imratan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy upon that woman as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon that woman who came out min al-layl, who came for Tahajjud Salah. Fasallat, she had performed the Salah. وَأَيْقَدَتْ زَوْجَهَا, and she wakes her husband up for Salah. فَإِنْ أَبَى, if he denies, if he say no, نَذَجَدْ فِي وَجْهِهِ الْمَا, and she sprinkles water on her face. The same hadith with extra word is that if that happens, كُتِبَ مِنْ فِي الذَّاكِرِينَ وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write both of them among those who remembers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly. My brother, this is true love. This is true love which we should have between the husband and the wife. Holding their hands, celebrating the anniversaries, everything on its place. I'm not going in the detail of that is haram or halal. In itself is a different topic. But the person who concerned for the hereafter of the spouses, this is the true love. That he is not performing the Hajj Salah, so she becomes angry. She is not performing Tahajjud Salah. First, we should take it easily. We should explain with things we love. But in love, sometimes to become angry is a sign of love as well. So they become angry. Why are you not performing Tahajjud Salah? Why are you not doing this and that? To encourage someone to maximize the benefit of the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to stand in Tahajjud Salah. Not only during the Ramadan, also outside of the month of Ramadan, inshallah, in the next dars of hadith, inshallah, we will do the extra hadith, the remaining hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining about the tahajjud prayers. So last conclusion and the bottom line is that during the month of Ramadan, at least during the month of Ramadan, when we wake up for suhoor, let's wake up 20 minutes earlier. And then stand in the darkness of the night and perform 4 rakat, 6 rakat, 8 rakat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will perform 11 rakat. 8 rakat for tahajjud, and he will keep the 3 rakat of witr for after tahajjud prayers. And that was outside of the month of Ramadan. During Ramadan, to perform the 3 rakat of witr after taraweeh is masnoon. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will perform 8 rakat. So this should be our aim, that we should perform at least 4 rakat, whatever is in our capacity. Let's start from 4 at least, and then engage in munajat. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spend 10 minutes. Do not make dua. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your own language, about your own needs. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask for your resolutions. You want to bring thanksgiving in your life, but it becomes very difficult. Tell to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, you will see the outcome of this in your life as well. You will see the barakah of the Hajj prayer in this life as well as in the hereafter. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Inshallah, brothers are encouraged to go upstairs for iftar. Okay, inshallah, so the masjid will be huwad, inshallah.